There once was a young maiden named Buttercup, who lived on a small farm with her parents. Though she was known far and wide as one of the most beautiful women in all the land, she was not concerned with men or marriage. She much preferred riding and tending to her horse than worrying about fancy dresses and finding a husband. She would ride for miles out into the lush countryside, and when she was far enough away from the farm, she would stop riding a side saddle and sit astride her horse. Why should the men get to spread their legs but not the women, she wondered. Though Buttercup had recently turned 18, she was still quite naive. The farm employed a young man named Wesley, who was a few years older than Buttercup. Orphaned as a boy, Buttercup's family took him in. He helped out around the farm in exchange for food and a bed in the stable. It wasn't much, but it was his home. Besides, it was all worth it to see Buttercup every day. Wesley took every opportunity to assist Buttercup on the farm, and Buttercup took every opportunity to put him to work. While she wasn't cruel in any sense of the word, she took great pleasure in teasing Wesley. Buttercup would often find inane jobs for him, like moving a stack of wood from one side of the barn to the other, or collecting all the eggs in one basket only to transfer them to a different basket. But Wesley obeyed without question. He knew Buttercup was teasing him, and he loved it. Though Buttercup knew his name, she always referred to Wesley as simply Farm Boy. At first, she did it to antagonize him. But every time she made a request of her farm boy, he would look her deeply in the eyes and simply respond, "As you wish." He had an intense, piercing stare, and as time went on, his gaze began to make Buttercup feel flushed, and she would get butterflies in her stomach each time she encountered her farm boy. She had never felt this feeling before, and she couldn't get enough. Seeing her farm boy was so exhilarating that Buttercup began foregoing her daily horseback rides to be near him. One day, Buttercup and Wesley were together in the kitchen. As Wesley was leaving, Buttercup searched for an excuse for him to stay. "Farm boy," she exclaimed in a more desperate tone than she'd intended. Wesley looked up at her, expectantly, awaiting her instructions. She frantically surveyed the room for something, anything that he could do. Then she looked up and saw the pitcher hanging on a hook above her. "Can you fetch me that pitcher?" she asked, almost breathlessly. Wesley slowly walked toward her, never breaking eye contact, until he was standing in front of her, mere inches away. She could feel the warmth of his breath. The scent of sweat and soap permeated the air. Without breaking his gaze, Wesley raised his arm and grabbed the pitcher. As he brought it down, his hand softly grazed Buttercup's breast, causing her to sharply inhale. Buttercup closed her eyes for a moment to take in all the sensations, including a new one she felt between her legs. It was sort of a tickle, but it was different. She wasn't quite sure how to describe it or even what it was, but she absolutely knew she wanted to keep feeling it. As she opened her eyes, Wesley was still standing next to her. They held each other's gaze for what seemed like minutes, though it was only a few seconds. Wesley finally handed her the pitcher, and in a low, soft voice said, "As you wish," a slight grin on his face. Buttercup had realized she'd been holding her breath. As Wesley walked away, she exhaled, and as she did, her knees felt weak. She held onto the table for support and finally sank into a chair. She closed her eyes while she replayed the previous events, a blissful smile spreading across her face. Later that evening, Buttercup was saddling her horse in for the night when she heard something outside. As she walked toward her house, she saw Wesley. He was shirtless and rinsing himself off with water from a barrel. As he splashed the cool water over himself and rubbed his hands around his chest and torso, she began feeling the tickle between her legs again. Buttercup was transfixed by Wesley's wet body, muscles highlighted by the full moon. Her breathing became shallow, She felt her nipples lightly tingle. So many new sensations. She felt overwhelmed, but didn't want it to stop. Wesley turned around, and Buttercup quickly snapped out of it. Flushed, she nervously said goodnight and began to walk away with her head down. "Wait," Wesley pleaded. Buttercup stopped, but did not turn around. She was far too embarrassed. Wesley walked over to her. He grabbed her hand and turned her to face him. Using his other hand, he slowly raised her chin. She lifted her eyes to meet his. Wesley moved one hand behind her back and firmly pulled her close, causing Buttercup to gasp slightly. Holding the back of her head gently, Wesley kissed Buttercup. It was soft and sensual at first, barely grazing each other's lips, but they soon became ravenous for each other. Buttercup threw her arms around Wesley, pulling him into her. She instinctively opened her mouth to accept his tongue. Tasting him was almost more than she could handle. Let out a soft moan as he pulled her even closer. Wesley's wet body soaked through Buttercup's nightgown. She felt her nipples practically burning through the thin fabric. He also felt something else, something firm at the front of Wesley's pants. She was unsure of what it was, but she noticed when she pressed her body against it, Wesley would groan. This excited her, so she pressed harder. Wesley groaned louder and pulled Buttercup closer. Feeling her chest against him was an electric feeling. She felt that tingle feeling in her nipples again. As if sensing this, Wesley grabbed one of her breasts gently and massaged it. Buttercup let out a feverish moan. Suddenly, Buttercup's father called for her, having heard her moaning. He thought she might be hurt. She was abruptly shaken out of euphoria, absolutely devastated by the thought of having to stop. She gave Wesley a longing look. Then, wrapping her shawl around her, she ran back home. Buttercup couldn't sleep that night. She was restless, thinking of the night's events, relishing in them. She couldn't wait until the next night when she would repeat her actions. Something had awakened in her, and she needed to feed it. Next morning, Buttercup couldn't stop smiling whenever she saw her farm boy. The thought of what they did last night, and what they hopefully would do again tonight, was more than she could contain. Wesley would sneak grins her way when no one was looking. And Buttercup loved that they had their shared secret. When they were alone in the barn, Wesley asked Buttercup if she would meet him there tonight. He had something he wanted to tell her. Buttercup said she would come, barely able to hide her excitement. That evening, Buttercup bathed in rose petals. Then she put on her most beautiful dress and told her parents she was going out for a night ride with her horse. Her mother questioned why she would ride her horse in such a nice dress, and Buttercup stumbled over a lie about wanting to dress more properly now that she was of age. Satisfied with this response, her mother sent her off, and Buttercup hurried to the barn. She entered the barn and saw Wesley sitting on a haystack that was covered with a large quilt. Buttercup was suddenly extremely nervous. She walked over to Wesley and stood awkwardly for a moment. He invited her to sit with him on the quilt. She sat a little farther away than she intended, but she was so nervous now and was afraid of looking too forward. Wesley repeated that he had something he wanted to tell her. Buttercup's heart beat faster at the anticipation of what he could possibly have to say. Wesley then explained that he would be leaving the following morning. Buttercup's heart sank. She hadn't considered that this is what his news would be. He said he wanted to go where he could make more money, so he could be someone worthy of marrying. Without realizing it, Buttercup had tears rolling down her cheeks. Didn't he know he was worthy now? She thought. Wesley moved over to sit next to Buttercup and held her hand. Using his shirt sleeve, he dried her cheeks. "It won't be forever," he said. but your parents would never allow me to marry you now. I have no money, no property. I have nothing but the clothes on my back. Bringing her hand to his mouth, Wesley gave it a kiss and held it against his cheek. Buttercup didn't know what to think. The thought of him leaving made her heart sink. Not just sink, but ache. She never felt this way before, and she despised it. She longed for the night before, when things were simpler, when she only felt pleasure and ecstasy, not searing pain. The longer she sat there, ruminating, the more resolute she became. She was not going to let him leave without letting him know her true feelings. Buttercup looked up at Wesley, who had a concerned expression on his face. She smiled and then pushed him backwards onto the quilt. Wesley was taken aback and barely had time to register what was happening before Buttercup sat astride him. A look of shock on his face, Wesley asked what she was doing. Buttercup replied that she had one final chore that she needed her farm boy to complete. Wesley understood, and with a devilish grin responded, "As you wish." Wesley rolled over so that Buttercup fell off of him and onto her back. Holding her arms over her head, Wesley kissed her firmly. Buttercup immediately drew in a breath, and with that, Wesley kissed her even harder. She wanted to stay like this forever, but Wesley had other plans. He held Buttercup out of her dress and her undergarments. As she lay there naked, he took in all of her beauty. Still clothed, Wesley got on top of Buttercup and began kissing her again. He kissed her over to her ear and nibbled her earlobe, causing her to shiver. As he kissed down her neck, she ran her fingers through his hair. Wesley paused for a moment when he reached Buttercup's breasts. His warm breath so close to her nipples were unbearable. Unable to contain her desire, Buttercup thrust her chest up, inviting Wesley's mouth to explore. As his tongue swirled around her nipple, he gently massaged her other breast. Buttercup couldn't think straight. She had never felt this kind of pleasure and could no longer control herself. She freely moaned and panted while Wesley licked and sucked and fondled her. Though Wesley's hands were calloused, his touch was soft. He slowly ran his hands up and down her sides as he nuzzled her chest, giving her goosebumps. The need to feel her farm boy's skin against her own overcame Buttercup. Unable to find her words, she tugged at his shirt. Wesley obediently removed it and pressed his naked chest to hers while he returned to kiss and lick her neck. Feeling Wesley's warm flesh against hers sent waves of pleasure all through her body. Another flash of pure ecstasy poured over her with this new and exciting sensation. While still licking and sucking her breasts, Buttercup felt Wesley's hands slowly moving down her body. She began having trouble focusing. All of the attention on her breasts was exhilarating, but her curiosity was piqued, wondering where Wesley's hand would stop. As his hand moved across her stomach, Buttercup felt that familiar tickle again between her legs. What was Wesley going to do? As if hearing her thoughts, Wesley gently parted her legs with his hand and began steadily running a finger up and down her slit. The sudden jolt of pleasure surprised Buttercup, causing her to quickly draw her knees together. It's not that she didn't like it, far from it. It just felt so good she was afraid it was too much, afraid she wouldn't be able to control herself. Wesley left his hand where it was, but kept it still. He held Buttercup's face with his other hand and gave her a long, soft kiss on the lips. Slowly, Buttercup began to relax. Wesley whispered to her ear, "I'll be gentle." With this, Buttercup spread her legs again. He then continued slowly running his finger up and down between Buttercup's legs. It was almost agonizingly slow. Eventually, using his thumb, he began tracing her clit at the same unhurried pace. Buttercup buried her head in Wesley's chest to muffle her moans. She was sure her body would explode with pleasure. But this did not deter Wesley as he continued to circle around her clit with slow, deliberate movements. Wesley began licking and sucking her nipples again, while moving his thumb directly to her clit, still massaging it softly. Buttercup let out an unfettered moan. She didn't care anymore who hurt her. The pleasure building in her body needed to be released. Encouraged by her reaction, Wesley rubbed her clit with a little bit more pressure, causing Buttercup to squirm underneath him. Buttercup had no idea anything on her body could make her feel this good. As she pondered this newfound knowledge, Wesley began kissing and licking down her stomach. Her breathing became more shallow at the thought of the destination where his mouth might land. As if sensing her anticipation, Wesley took this time to tease her a bit. He kissed her hip bones and licked and nibbled on the inside of her thighs. Buttercup wondered if that might be it, when she felt Wesley's tongue lick the full length of her pussy from the bottom to the top. Before Buttercup could even register what was happening, Wesley began licking and sucking her clit. She closed her eyes and threw her head back in ecstasy, the pleasure causing her to writhe uncontrollably. Wesley wrapped his arms around her thighs and pulled her close to steady her. Buttercup grabbed his hair as he licked and sucked and nibbled at her throbbing pussy. Without even thinking, she began massaging her breasts. Her entire body was lit up on fire, and she wanted to relish every sensation. As Wesley's licking became more intense, Buttercup involuntarily began to buck her hips, pushing herself onto his tongue. He pulled her in even closer as he licked and sucked faster. Her head was spinning, and she began to feel something building inside of her. It was like the tickle she'd felt earlier, but 100 times stronger. She suddenly realized that she was no longer able to control her breathing, and her moans came out at almost a rhythmic pace. For a split second, she felt anxiety over her sudden inability to control her body, but that quickly subsided as Wesley's tongue moved with even greater intensity. Suddenly, Buttercup was floating on waves of ecstasy. She could see or hear nothing as her pleasure mounted and finally reached its climax. Her body and mind were no longer her own, and something erupted inside of her, causing her entire body to tremble and convulse. She felt weightless, as all of her muscles clenched and then released. As Buttercup slowly descended from the peaks of pleasure, her other senses began to return and she could hear herself moaning. Her entire body was limp and still quivering. Before she could orient herself back to reality, Wesley pulled her close and kissed her more passionately than he'd ever kissed her before. When he released his lips from hers, Buttercup could barely catch her breath. As she and Wesley quietly gazed into each other's eyes, she softly ran her fingers through his hair. Wesley covered Buttercup in the quilt and cuddled up beside her. With his arms wrapped around her, Buttercup felt so warm and secure. But those feelings were soon replaced with sorrow and despair as she remembered that he would be leaving tomorrow. This thought immediately made tears well in her eyes. She tried to hide them, not wanting to upset him, but Wesley saw her, she was crying. He squeezed her even tighter and whispered, "I love you." Wesley swore he would return as soon as he had enough money. He promised that he would marry her, and they would spend the rest of their lives together. He then made Buttercup promise she would wait for him. Taking a deep breath and wiping her tears away, she replied, "As you wish."